Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Vance Belter is pleading not guilty to federal charges in the killing of Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband and the shootings of Senator John Hoffman and his wife. 58-year-old Belter made a brief court appearance this morning and waived the reading of the 6-count indictment. Convictions on 2 of the counts carry the possibility of the death penalty, but prosecutors haven't said whether they'll seek a capital sentence. No trial dates were set during the plea hearing. 3 female sex trafficking survivors are free, and 10 people face felony charges after an undercover operation in St. Paul. The Minnesota BCA and St. Paul police say the operation occurred on July 30th and 31st. Undercover agents and investigators spoke with the suspects through text and phone, posing as minors and sex buyers. The suspects were arrested as they arrived at the arranged meeting place for a sexual encounter and booked into the Ramsey County Jail. Formal charges are pending. Development of vaccines to fight respiratory viruses is expected to slow down in the U.S. following a nearly $500 million federal funding cut. U of M infectious disease director Dr. Michael Osterholm says this is a tremendous hit to mRNA research and the industry.
This will disable not only federally funded research, but now what companies were willing to put their own investment into this are likely to pull back completely. This is going to have an ongoing impact beyond even federal funding in terms of the support for vaccine research.
Some of the 22 vaccine development projects canceled by the Department of Health and Human Services were led by Pfizer and Moderna. The first state capital security changes are now in place as the state patrol has limited the number of entrances for the public and increased the number of security officers at those locations. U.S. Congresswoman Kelly Morrison says the security is much tighter in Washington, D.C., and wonders how state lawmakers will proceed. One day after current Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty announced she will not seek re-election, DFL State Representative Cedric Frazier of New Hope says he's considering a run for the job. A Minnesota lawmaker signed on to an official complaint over wildfire smoke from Canada. MNN's Sean Maloney.
Lino Lakes Republican Representative Elliot Angen, along with Republican lawmakers from Iowa, Wisconsin, and North Dakota, submitted a letter to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. The letter calls for an investigation into the country's wildfire management practices and for potential remedies under international law. The lawmakers argue Canada's failure to contain the fires has harmed the quality and life of more than 20 million Americans in the Midwest. They're requesting a response within 30 days from the EPA.
Duluth-based Minnesota Power plans to develop a new wind farm in North Dakota. The Longspur Wind Project would include 45 wind turbines in Mercer and Morton counties in south-central North Dakota. The Minnesota Twins are off today following a series win at first-place Detroit. They won the series finale 9-4 Thursday afternoon at Comerica Park. The Twins open a 3-game series with the Royals Friday night at Target Field. This is MNN.